Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
Jacob rested with the Lord all through the night, and he said God was here, but he did not know. This is my testimony of how I encountered God and what God has done for me. Rano
waking me from deep sleep. I felt an outpouring of your love. You didn't tell me who you were. You took me by my hand and lead me to a safe place.
I am your Savior.
Thunder all very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear. Why the fire blazed deep all around. Then you took me by my hand, lead me through the fire to your secret place.
Thank you.
you take away my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, oh God. You take away the guilt, you take away the shame, you take away the pain. Oh. You are my Savior, I rely on you. Rana kamana, edabo shanamana. Yeah, you show me love, you show me peace, you gave me peace of mind. You say, daughter, come, seek for the kingdom. Am I right to say, I never wanna change the beyond? Oh, I come boldly to obtain mercy, mercy from you, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, I know you, my Savior. I give you my life, I give you my all, I give you my head. I am your daughter. I came boldly, I came boldly to obtain mercy. Yeah, I open up my heart to receive from you. Yeah. Oh. We thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed on the Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood.
Thank you. It doesn't matter what life throws at me. I'm contented with you. It doesn't matter who turned your backs on me. When challenges stare me at the gate, I square my shoulders 'cause my God is with me. You are my strength. You are or no, but one yes from God is enough for me. But you can trust in God 'cause His love is real. may give you a no. But one yes from God defeats every no. One yes is enough. Oh. Na 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 na. Hallelujah. You are who you are yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Hey, da, da, da.
What you do.
need that to lead me. Oh, Jesus, you are too consistent to lead me halfway. Yeah. What you start, you always finish. Lord, I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. What you start, you always finish. Lord, I'm here to testify. You're too faithful to fail me.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. I pray that everyone had a happy resurrection service yesterday. We bless God. Jesus Christ is alive. Praise His name. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, hallelujah, we bless you and we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, Almighty God. We bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. We bless you. We thank you. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Lord, we bless you and we say thank you. We give you all honor and glory. We thank you for family. We thank you for friends. We thank you, Lord, for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, those that are connected to us. Thank you for spouses. Thank you for wives and husbands. Thank you, Lord, for siblings, brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that is under the sound of our voice this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the I Am intercessors, the mothers, oh God, the members. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness. We thank you, Lord, how great is our God. We honor you. We bless you. We adore you. We magnify you, Almighty God. You are great. So, Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace. Boldly to the throne of grace, Lord. And we ask you for mercy. Father, forgive us of all that we've done. Oh, God, unknowingly, oh, God, we have seen a falling short of your glory. And so, Father, God, rather in thoughts, in words, in deeds, oh, God, we ask you for mercy, 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 O God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, O God. We repent of our sins. Lord, we stand in a gap for our children, grandchildren. We ask for mercy. Great grand, we ask for mercy, O God. Mercy for our husbands and wives. Mercy for our siblings, our nieces and nephews. Father, we come to thy throne of grace, and we ask for mercy. In the name of Jesus, Father of Jesus, wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, creating us a clean heart, Almighty God. And renew our right and a steadfast spirit within us in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we bless you and we thank you, O God. Let your mercy rain on us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak the work of our hands in the blood of Jesus. We soak our wounds in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies, we soak in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood. The blood of Jesus, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We soak our transportation, our cars, wherever mode of transportation we use in the blood of Jesus. We soak our home. We come against an incident, an accident in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, let the blood speak for us. We soak the children, schools in the blood of Jesus, the buses as they go back to school, the blood of Jesus, the classrooms in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for the precious blood that was shed on Calvary for us, oh God. We thank you that Jesus Christ is alive. The tomb is empty. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We thank you for making the crooked places straight. We thank you, Lord, for making a way where there seems to be no way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for turning negative situations around into positive. We thank you, Lord, for healing and deliverance, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for revelation and understanding, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you will, the Holy Spirit will help us to apply the word of God in our lives. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we bless your name. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we worship you. Holy Spirit, we adore you, oh God. Holy Ghost, we bless you. We bless you, Holy Spirit. We praise your name, Spirit of the living God. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to refresh us. Lord, send your holy angels to guide and protect us and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. And let your holy angels guide us, protect us, and do your biddings in our lives. Lord, you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, we thank you for fresh oil. We thank you for fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your kingdom come. Lord, let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Father, we bless your name. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Almighty God, we adore you. Almighty God, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Holy Spirit, breathe on us. Breathe in the atmosphere. Breathe in us, Holy Ghost. Breathe in us, Holy Spirit. Oh, Spirit of the living God, breathe in us. We need you every second, every minute, every hour. Holy Ghost, we need you, Spirit of the living God. We need you, we need you, we need you, we need you. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we bless you. Holy Spirit, we praise you. Spirit, we worship you. Holy Spirit, we adore you. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless you. We bless your name, Holy Ghost. We bless you, Spirit of the living God. And we say thank you. Forever you are God. You are the Lamb upon the throne. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. And we worship you in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to say thank you in advance. We adore you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, this morning as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you will give us understanding of what you're saying to us this morning in the name of Jesus. Not only understanding, oh God, but that we'll know how to apply this word in our lives in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to a popular scripture because as I was worshiping, the Spirit of the Lord is leading me to this scripture. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So let's see. It's a fresh word from heaven. Hallelujah. So just bear with me this morning. John 11. As a matter of fact, I'm going to record it because I want to see what the Spirit is saying through me this morning in the name of Jesus concerning this particular scripture. Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. I want to record this. Bear with me.
Conference unmuted. Conference muted. Conference recording started.
Hallelujah. John 11. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and the Martha. This Mary, whose Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wet his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Then he said to his disciples, let us go back to Judea. Let us go back to Judea. And then let's look at 11. Verse 11, and he said, that's when he went to tell them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going to wake him up. His disciples replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better. Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I'm glad I was not there so that you may believe. But let us go to him. I'm going to stop right there. Spirit of the living God, thank you for this word in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you're about to say to us in the name of Jesus. Lazarus, the Bible tells us he's a friend of Jesus. You know, there are certain levels of friendship, and we all know different. Some people are your acquaintances. Some people are your general friends. And some people are right close within your circle. They're your close friends. And then sometimes people have best friends. And so when we look at Lazarus, we're looking at it, say, whom Jesus loved, the glory of close or best friends. That's the category he's in. Because the Bible tells us that Jesus loved the one you love is sick. We know Jesus loves the world. We know Jesus loves everybody. But they said the one you love is sick. Your good friend is sick. Your close, your girlfriend is, just imagine if you travel to another country or while you're in this country, somebody call you and say your good friend, your close friend, who you left home, is very sick. Your body is sick. What would you do when someone tell you your body is sick? It's painful. I will begin to pray. Hey God, please don't let this ABC and pray for my friend and want to find out how I can get in touch with the person if the person is not in the same location or if I have in another location or whatever. Jesus loved Lazarus. He loved Mary and Martha. Those women, they were privileged to have Jesus in the house eating, cooking for him, sitting at his feet. Oh, what an honor it is. I know the problem, they didn't even know who they were really entertaining, who he really was. But Jesus loved Lazarus. And he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for God to be glorified. For the name of the Lord to be glorified. So what Jesus, yes, he raised a lot. He raised people. He did. People were dead. They brought him. But this was a special, special, special person to Jesus. Brothers and sisters, what I'm receiving from God, let me relay it to you. You will go through some situations. It is not because you did this or you did that. I know we pray, we fasting, but there are certain roads we may have gone in and we may go through. But it doesn't mean that Jesus does not love you. Hallelujah. I want you to know that regardless of what we go through, Jesus loves us. His plans for us, that's why he said to his disciples, this sickness is not unto death, but for God to be glorified. When Jesus loves you, Jesus will use you as a vessel to speak a message to the world. Why? Well, what am I saying it for? Because right now I'm reading the story about Lazarus. You know how many thousands of years, but this story go on. And every time we read it, we see it from a different perspective. Hallelujah. This is Jesus praying. He loves his friend. We always pray. And we run, Lord, use me, Lord. Use me as a vessel. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Lord, and do this, Lord, I'm here. But when the trouble and situation come, we run. But we as ourselves has made ourselves available to God to use. We have opened those words and uttered it into the atmosphere. But we cannot tell God how to use us. We cannot tell him that. He said, Lord, use me. Use me. But we can't tell him how he will use us because he will do it. Lord, not your will, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus was a seed offered. That's God's son. He did not want to go to the cross. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he cried, blood of sweat, not my will. And then in the end, take this stuff from me. Father, take this cup from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. In agony, not want to go to Calvary. And the Bible tells after that, the angels came and strengthened him. You see, God, one thing about God, when you got to go through things, he gave you grace to go through things. The angels came and strengthened him. The angels from heaven came and strengthened Jesus. What am I saying to you? The Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of all. Some of the things we go through is for God's name to be glorified. God, we cannot use an acquaintance. What is an acquaintance in the body of Christ? An acquaintance, when they pray, when they want to pray, they don't have a relationship with God. They are people who just go to church. They don't have no relationship. So it's an acquaintance of God. Because they do it on their terms. That, when you come into a closer relationship with Peter, and James, and John, they were in close relationship with Christ. They saw the transfiguration. Hallelujah. But even among the three, which one the closest to Jesus was John? So there are levels. People say, oh, no. There's levels of relationship, levels of friendship. The one Jesus loved, because he knows when you love somebody, the person knows you're not intentionally doing this. You're doing it for the glory of God, and you know you will bring them through. Jesus knew that love. He wasn't even bothered. You see, Jesus had something, and there wasn't even bother for Lazarus being dead. He said he's sleeping. He knew he was going to raise Lazarus. It was already written in the volume of the books that were written that he was going to do this. He didn't even worry about it. He took his son. He took one more day. And the reason Jesus took 2 days, Lazarus raised on the, not the third day, the fourth day, because in the Jewish culture, they said 3 days, the spirit still lingering. So Jesus waited for the fourth day, so people can't come up with anything. He knew that sickness was not unto death. So people can see the glory of God. You know, it's a good thing that Jesus even raised Lazarus before the cross, just before the cross. You know, before, why? Because Jesus was portraying what would happen to him. But sometimes when Jesus doing things in our lives, we don't understand it, and we assume. But Lazarus, he raised Lazarus. What does Lazarus mean? When you look at the Bible, you got to understand the meaning of the name Lazarus. In the Hebrew, when you look at the name, at the Hebrew Hebrew name, Lazarus, the root word for the Hebrew name, Elysia, which Elysia was a priest, and then when it's God will help, it means God will help. Lazarus name. God will help. Hallelujah. And surely, sure, God did come in. Jesus came in and helped raise Lazarus. He raised Lazarus from the grave. God is my helper. The language Jesus spoke was Aramaic. And it means God, Elisa, God is my helper, your helper. Trust him when you don't understand what's going on. Trust him when you don't know A from B. Trust him in your trials, in your tribulation. Trust him when it's good, when it's bad, it's ugly. Trust him. Do not lean on your own understanding. Do not try to figure things out. But just trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. He was our regular path. He is alive. Celebrate Easter. Jesus is alive. He paid that price. Hallelujah. Let us trust him. And let us say, whatever you got to go through in life, even the simple things, you must trust God. God is my helper. When you look at it, well, God is my helper. So what you even when you look at it, God is my helper. Who's our helper in the world now? It's the Holy Spirit. As I said, I will not lead you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit who will lead you and guide you. Let him help you. Allow him to help you. When you allow God to take preeminence in your life, he is glorified. He is glorified, and others will see Christ in you. So this week, whatever you got to go through, remember you have the Holy Spirit who will lead and guide you. Jesus did not leave us comfortless. And remember the name Lazarus. God is my helper. Remember you are a vessel that he will use to bring glory. And whatever he got to carry us, what we got to go through, he gives grace. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So let us pray. Lazarus, God, you are my helper. God, you are my helper in every situation. God, you are my helper. And when you, I'm sure when you raised Lazarus up from the grave, that body was a new body. That sickness was completely gone. Everything that was in that body, that was keeping that body in, was taken away. So, Lord, we thank you for taking away shame, disaster, trouble. We thank you for giving us beautiful ashes. You are our helper. You will never let us down. We thank you that we can depend on the Holy Spirit who will lead and guide us. Lord, you are our helper for our children. And our children act up. God, you are my helper. Help me, Lord. Help me in my situation. Help me in my trial. Lord, I need you. Father, we thank you for this word. Thank you. Because you are my helper, hallelujah, I can face tomorrow. Hallelujah, we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Remember, God is our helper. God bless you.